and F.
Awesome
podcast.
Hey man, you want to play some video games?
Let's go. On your mark, get set, terrible.
Hello and welcome to the BNS podcast. I figure we should fix things up and spend
an episode
talking about fiscal policy, politics, and power alternatives to fuel.
The BS podcast.
BS.
Oh. At least include awesome, Bob. At least include awesome.
BS. This is the BS podcast. I said B and S. The awesome is implied.
Like, you got me there, I guess. Got me there. What's happening? Hi.
Oh, you know, just loving life. Changed several tires, as I think we've alluded to last time.
Yep. Still got the Kirkland hat.
Yep. Still got the Kirkland hat. I got a couple nicer hats, but why wear them when Kirkland, for the price point, Kirkland makes a pretty good hat.
Post-apocalyptic world, it's going to be Kirkland over rulers.
Have you seen that movie, Idiocracy?
Oh, yes.
I love you. Welcome to Costco.
Yeah, exactly. Kirkland will. That's what I was kind of alluding to. I was like, yeah, it's going to be, they're going to be our overlords. And we were like, $1.50 hot dog still, 30.24. In the year 30.24, $1.50. That's like, not even a penny.
I mentioned that even though I don't really like pork hot dogs, the best hot dog I had in Japan was at Costco. I mentioned that, right?
You did mention that. So, no, Costco, I would love to get sponsored by Costco. Man, that would be so dope. Right? They're like, hey, we'll give you, listen to this. This is the deal. Every podcast you put out, you get a Polish and a regular and a pop for $1.50. I'm in. You've sold me.
You chill for hot dogs.
I would chill for hot dogs. Here at Costco, we love everybody, and we'd like to make you an exclusive member. Come on down, meet Bob and Scott of the BNS podcast, as Bob referred to it as.
So, like, what? We're
awesomeness is implied.
We're going to be like sitting next to the tire center.
We're going to have one of those little cardboard things. And it's gonna have like a little thing that's like, come get your photo with Bob and Scott.
It's like, when we're not there, it's just gonna be cutouts or like lookalikes or what?
Yeah, well, we have mascot branding, so they're just gonna have our mascots there. It's ideas, Bob.
That's a terrible idea, but I think you should further it and try to get that corporate sponsorship.
Costco, I know you're listening. I know you're listening. Come on. We need this.
We already talked about that episode where you said like $1.50 hot dog per day, like your budget.
Oh,
versus
man.
That, like this isn't just like a one time that you're obsessed with hot dogs at Costco.
I enjoy the Costco hot dog pop deal. It's so fantastic. I'm going to be homeless one day and I'm going to need this. My wife's going to figure it out and be like, what am I doing here? And I'm going to be homeless and I'm going to be $1.50 hot dog. I'm going to take all of my RSPs and just live like a homeless person. And live well.
What town are you going to be doing this in? It's going to have a Costco in it, so that narrows it down.
Yes, it does. Okotoks, Alberta.
Yeah, I thought you would have gravitated towards the coast.
I would. Hear me out, though. Less of a homeless population in Okotoks, right?
Yes.
Less chances. Like, if I'm just in Okotoks, there's a lot less. Like, if you go to the lower mainland, I'm sorry, homelessness is rampant out there. I was, like, I know what the cold is. I'll build a nice little shelter. Talk to somebody. Hey, I'm homeless, but I got a little bit of money here. I'll give you 10 grand a year if I can live on your property. Be like, hey, we got a barn even. See this barn? You can have that.
Not to poke holes in your theory, but I'm just going to have a little spoiler. I have to work outside a significant amount Scott, when was the last time you spent 12 hours outside? No,
you, I didn't say I was living outside.
I didn't say I was living. I have a very nice cardboard shelter. Windproof. Totally windproof.
I got RRSPs. I'm taking all my RRSPs, right? So I have money.
But you're just living like you're homeless.
I'm living like I'm homeless just to do the Costco diet. That's what we're calling this now, the Costco diet. Two Polish, a regular, and a Coke.
So it'll be the new craze. Instead of Kato, it'll just be Costco.
That's right. Yeah.
The Costco diet. You know what? We should do a video on the Costco diet.
The Costco diet. Here he is. He's eating one. He's eating two. Oh, my God. His burps stink for the next 6 weeks.
Nice seasonings, though.
Hey, they are the first time around. When they come back up, not so nice. It's just the Costco podcast now.
It's odd because, like, I don't like mustard, but I know mustard, the ground mustard, is an ingredient in the hot dogs.
That is all I put on those hot dogs. So I've always been a ketchup person for hot dogs. Always. I get onions and mustard for my Costco hot dogs. That's it.
I'm sure they'd love you in whatever stupid place doesn't like ketchup. What is that, Chicago or Detroit? One of the two.
Ketchup? So, listen to this. Ketchup has went out and said that you should not be putting ketchup on hot dogs.
Okay, I'm just gonna make you roll something backwards. Like, ketchup said that, or did a specific company of ketchup say that? Ketchup! China, the inventors of ketchup, said don't put any ketchup on hot dogs. It came right from the source.
It was Shane Wasanasan. He came out and he was like, no ketchup on hot dogs. And then left. That was it.
You didn't elaborate?
Nope.
No elaborations?
No elaborations. Just it's not meant. Hey, somebody that's been to the Orient before, you should know how strict they are. When they say something, they mean it. No ketchup on hot dogs? I'd follow their advice. I'm not putting ketchup on my hot dogs.
They also say that kids shouldn't be truant and hang out in the arcades all day, but, you know, it is what it is.
I suppose you're right. Anyways.
You were saying about ketchup and hot dogs.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't put ketchup on my hot dogs anymore.
Or any less.
No. Definitely. I put definitely a lot less ketchup on my hot dogs now. Actually, no ketchup, to be specific. But yeah, no. But yeah, we just kind of cruised around today. We had a nice little Bob and Scott day. A BS day.
Yes, it's very difficult to find electrical components in Fernie.
Yeah, Bob, you're working on a...
I'm upgrading my deck solar system from 80 watts to 350 watts and increasing the storage, so it'll be more robust. Before, you could just, you know, didn't even bother to hook the inverter up to this. You could use it to just run lights and charge, like, your iPad or your iPhone or anything.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to the point where you could actually just run, like, anything off it.
Okay, so could you run enough from your panels to put power back onto the grid and get a rebate?
I'm not doing that, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm keeping them totally separate because otherwise you have to come up with, like, isolators. Because, okay, let's consider this. If I was just going to wire it in the way you said with no interlocks or anything, let's say the grid goes down and I've got 110 in my house. Well, it's going to backfeed through the line, so...
You'll be supplying that.
And a guy thinks that things are off because there's no power and goes to put his hands on it and he gets fried.
Gotcha.
That's why I have a separate isolated system for this. There's no crossover. That's right. It just makes things simple. Because, like, other people, same thing. You have to have a interlock so you take your house off the grid at that point.
Yeah.
To run. So you're just running your house and not backfeeding anywhere else.
I gotcha now.
And just to avoid that entirely, that's why I just usually run the... It's still going to be 12 volt. There's a lot of good reasons that you should run 48, but I'm like, screw that. Screw that 48 volts. That's too high. It's too damn high.
You're like the Walmart to Costco.
The thing is with that, I won't run the inverter to max, so I won't draw it too many amps. I'll keep it reasonable. I'm not going to run a full 3,000 watts out of my inverter. Full stop. He's like, yeah, let me just plug in everything while my battery's overheat and explode.
Oh, we lost a battery, sir. So yeah, no.
See, I was just, I think I'm just going to end up doing, basically I'll have a control box up for the lights, and I'll put everything else in a box that you're able to sit on, put a nice little pad on it.
Nice. So it can blow up underneath you.
I plan on putting some insulation in there and maybe a little lock. Keep it in there. Put a vent on the side. so the fire shoots out to the side. Yeah. And the guy's like, hey, what is that?
They put their face in front of it. What's that vent?
Ah, my eyeballs.
What was that show where the guy's eyeballs melted out?
Futurama did it a couple times.
Yeah, I think it might have been Futurama that I was thinking of. That's all I could think of. My eyeballs melted out. So, yeah. No.
That's I've been doing some stuff with that. I've been just doing brake repairs and other random things because I guess things didn't handle that minus 40, minus 50 of the windshield too well.
As you can tell by the giant chunk on my wall here.
I thought that was an aesthetic choice to have that in there.
It's rustic. It's rustic, you know. We just ripped chunks out of the wall. That was it's fantastic.
Was that valve always there?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, so that was fun. For our listeners, I have a giant, I don't know.
Shut off.
2x4 chunk of my wall missing from when we had a cold snap. Luckily, though, no burst of pipes, so that was kind of a bonus. But still, really sucked. Really, really sucked.
See, that's the problem. He's like, my name's Scott Selikin. I believe in green power and all that. I'm going to keep my house at a nice minus 30 in the winter to save on bills.
Right? Hey.
And he's like, oh my God, water freezes?
What is this? Where do we live? North Korea?
No, it was really bad. Like, up top, pipes were bursting in all these different places in the valley. Like, it doesn't matter. As somebody pointed out, there is a huge, like, 240-volt furnace just pumping air at this one pipe, and it exploded.
Still exploded. It was it was freaking cold.
It's global warming. That's why it got so cold. All the pipes in every house burst.
Oh, man. It was frustrating when they all burst. Like, wow, when we lost ours and stuff. But it's all better now. I just got to do some minor repairs.
Winter is over. Oh, wait. No, it isn't.
We went from literally minus 50s.
Well, that's because, as you pointed out, it was an Arctic airflow, and the whole sky was exposed. There's no insulation, came down and just screwed us, and now we're getting like monsoon weather upcoming.
Plus two.
It's like some kind of Chinook almost.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
If only I knew what a Chinook was, I could tell you what it was.
The fish, like the fish.
Oh, yes, the Chinook fish.
Salmon. Right?
I think that's a thing. Scott seems confident. He swung me.
I swayed him. This idiot doesn't realize it's not a salmon. Oh, my God. I said it out loud.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't listening.
I blanked out there for a second, guys.
I was thinking about Slamming Salmon and how I never watched that movie.
How that was the worst movie ever made. I've seen Slamming Salmon.
I like Beer Fest.
Beer Fest, fantastic. Super Troopers 1? Fantastic.
I think I would enjoy Super Troopers 2 more if I wasn't really out of it on a plane.
It wasn't great. It wasn't great at all. Then they had Club Dread, which also wasn't great. Club Dread and Slammin' Salmon were the worst. I would say Club Dread. Slammin' Salmon, Club Dread, Super Troopers 2, Beer Fest, Super Troopers 1. If I had to.
That was an interesting tier.
Yeah.
Everybody, now we're just talking about lizards.
Lizard. Broken lizard. Darla. No. That came to Netflix. There's a few shows on Netflix I actually kind of want to check out. I've been watching The Blue-Eyed Samurai.
I'm aware of it.
You're aware of it? It was pretty good.
I haven't watched it, but I'm aware of it.
I enjoy it.
You got Nubs McKenzie. And
Yeah.
Okay, so since you've got a guy who's watched it, is it woke or is it an artistic expression?
I would say artistic expression.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
I was coaching the whole time. I was like standing up saying, don't say woke. Say good things about it. I'm only getting paid if he says good things.
I mean, fuck those woke motherfuckers. No, I just really enjoyed it. It's really well done. Good story. Compelling.
I saw one scene just because, you know, on YouTube, things will just play. It was with the Irish guy smuggling the guns in.
Yeah, it's
and talking about how he ate his sister.
Yeah, it's sweet. Like, I'm not all the way through. I think I've watched the first three episodes. I think there's six.
I'll watch it at some point when I'm.
It's quite well done. Like, honestly, I'm.
So let me get this straight. The main character has blue eyes.
Yes.
And are they some kind of samurai, or are they pretending? Are they pretending to be a samurai?
They're kind of pretending to be a samurai.
That's what I like to hear.
I guess they're kind of a ronin.
So they don't have a master?
Not really.
So they're not really a samurai.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a misleading title. I bet her eyes are like a greenish shade of blue, too. They're not really
they're super fucking teal. Blue. Those eyes are teal.
Teal-eyed ronin. That's what they should have named it.
And Nubs McKenzie. Honestly, the Nubs dude, hilarious.
He makes noodles, apparently.
He thought he made the best noodles. And then he goes out and... Honestly, it's like... It's a story within a story, because he's learning about how to make better noodles. And I really enjoy
him. She's out for murder.
And she's out for taking lives. Yes, and he's out for noodle making. So it's like Kung Fu Panda meets 47 Ronin.
So you're saying Keanu Reeves is involved somehow?
He might be. I
can't say one way or the other. I'm not sure.
I've never seen him not in it. Or in it, so I can't really say either way. Keanu Reeves, let us know your thoughts. Please call into the BNS Awesome Podcast.
Our phone number is listed somewhere. I don't know where it's listed, but it's
oh,
listed
sorry, somewhere. It's 7.
7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-6. And the extension is 7.
Extension 7.
Someone has that number and they're going to be very upset.
One person that listens to him is going to phone that number and be like, do, 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 do. Boop, 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 boop. Oh, and he said 6. Boop. Hello, you have reached Pornhub. How did you get this number?
It's like a robot answered the phone at that point, and yep. The robot's confused.
Yeah, they're like, how did this happen? I am AI. This is ChatGPT.
I love how stupid, but AI is just beyond stupid, but it's still taking people's jobs.
Oh, it's unreal. It's kind of fucking fascinating, though.
It's like dystopian nightmare?
Well, no. Some of it is to the point, like, yes, it's taking jobs because these people are just that stupid also. They can't do their jobs properly.
It's a real problem, this competency crisis we're having.
It really is. I think 100% that we have 30-year-olds nowadays that would rather pump gas than get a proper job. You should people my son's age, 13, 14, 15, should be pumping gas, working at restaurants, washing dishes. Instead, there's like 35-year-old, 40-year-old dishwashers that would rather do that because they can sit on their couch and smoke weed and play video games all day than get a real fucking job. I'm sorry, this is a real hot topic for me.
I'm interested in this, Scott, because like,
there's not much that gets me wound up, is there?
No, well, I'm just curious about what this is, but I'm also...
That's a fleshlight, Bob. That's a fleshlight.
I'm also curious...
Stop putting your fingers in it, Bob.
Because, like, apparently there are no people to take the jobs is the argument that comes out of the government's mouth, and you're saying there are people.
Yeah.
Someone's lying to me. It's either the government who lies to me about everything, or you who make up stories sometimes. Like, it's a 50-50 draw for me.
Bob... You can believe whoever you like. I'm not saying there's a conspiracy out there. But if you can go to a restaurant, it's crazy. Like, I remember, dating myself, like, say 20 years ago, you go into a restaurant, you'd have the older women serving you breakfasts and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, they're the older women where their husbands are off at work.
Sure.
And this is not, I'm not doing feminism or trying to be rude to females.
You're just telling how it was 20 years ago where you live.
Exactly. So,
you're stating a historical fact.
That's correct.
You don't care one way or the other. You're saying you have no bias. I think you're too worried about getting canceled, Scott. I would just tell the goddamn story.
And men would go out and work or there'd be like a female earner in the house. Nowadays, you have guys our age. That, like I said, they would.
I thought I was younger than you, despite the fact that I look so much older because my job is a living nightmare.
Everybody thinks that I'm really young too, which is really funny.
He's got a baby face.
I have 100% of baby face. I'm almost, well, I'll be 40 in 4 years.
He'll be 40 in 4 years.
But.
You know what, Scott? So, I will also, in 4 years and a half years, be 40.
Right? So I got half a year and more knowledge. Which doesn't come out all the time. But, so I'm coaching basketball with my son. And all of the kids think that the coach is older than me, and he's 32, and I'm 36. I was like, "That's great." I'm like, "This is great, boys." So yeah. Anyways, going back to my hot topic or whatever, it just there's grown adults that would rather sit at home. Pardon me. Like we in Canada, we had CERB.
Oh, that thing I never got and you never got?
Yeah, exactly. But they got that for 2 years and would rather have sat at home making, how much were they getting? 2,000 every 2 weeks?
That was 2,000 bucks a month.
Whatever.
I thought it would be 2 weeks, but I think it was actually monthly.
Yeah, okay. So 2,000 a month to sit at home and play video games and smoke weed when we were out busting ass. And I don't care if you play video games and smoke weed. That's great. Like, man, live up your life. But, like, sometimes you got to, like, put on your adult pants and go and work. I find that too many people are taking up those lower-income jobs.
Entry-level, you would
entry
call
level,
it.
Entry-level, sorry, yes, Bob. And less – it gives kids like mine opportunities to get into those entry-level jobs where those the people should have already been moving on to more skilled jobs, if that makes sense.
I think I only started seriously working, not, you know, stupid part-time jobs or whatnot, in when I was 18, 17.
Yeah.
So, like, how often, when you want rain in these kids to get jobs?
Hey, like, honestly, if you're 14, if he's 14, 15, and he's like, hey, I want to get a job, I'll support him 100%. He's had jobs before. Like, he goes and he puts in time and effort and, like, I support him 100%. But there are people out there that have less worth ethic than a 12-year-old at 30.
All right, well,
just
to play the devil's advocate, I don't think it's a little more different down here in this town, but where I'm from, basically the only thing available for part-time after-school work was the restaurant industry, and there's only so many restaurants. So, like, I had a job, my friend had a job, and that pretty much took up all the restaurants.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's all of them, eh?
Like, I would do delivery, and then after the delivery hours, I'd do kitchen cleanup and kitchen prep, working in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But
smaller demographic, too. Right?
So, like, not everybody. There was like 20-some kids in my class, and when it comes to getting a job then, like...
Yeah, that's true. But you go to some of these bigger places, and they say that they can't find workers, but they have, like, I don't know, they skew that. I think that I think we're getting too political, because it's one of those things that I get so frustrated about.
Well, just speak about it honestly. You know, it's not anybody's problem. It's just discussing a complex issue in Canada.
That's the thing. True.
It's different every single place
in Canada.
In Canada, because all of Canada is so different. Like, you go to... Worse. When I go to Ontario and I'm going around, you see just basically abandoned towns like Shanty Bay.
Yeah.
Shanty Bay is just nothing. They have all these abandoned boarded up buildings, and that it gets worse every year.
Yeah.
But, like you say, everybody's apparently on welfare.
So...
I don't know. I only know so many people that are on welfare back there. So, you know, that's the apparent thing that you hear back here.
Yeah. But
wherever you go, there's people working. It's just some towns have been abandoned.
So if you have people that are collecting welfare and not working, and then you're saying that there's a crisis with people not being able to find jobs, there's jobs in Canada. I think Canada has a surplus of jobs.
That's what they say nobody to fill the positions.
That you need to make a choice to move to get to those jobs. And yeah, it's going to be tough, but you can find a job anywhere in Canada, I think, right now.
Maybe.
As long as you're willing to adapt to the situation. I think that's a good way to put it. So, yeah, that's Canada politics for today.
See, if I was to end up, let's say something happened, we had to move to other places in the country, I would probably change industries.
Yeah, 100%.
But then here's, if I change industries, I would most likely have to take on an entry-level position, which would take it away. I'd be some 30-something person working in a entry position to get your foot in the door.
Yes, but you'd have experience, industry experience, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You wouldn't be at an entry level. An entry level would be the very bottom.
Well, it depends. Let's say I went into, I don't know, some sort of corporate nonsense. Just walked in the door wearing a suit.
I'm the fucking CEO. Bam!
Wearing a suit and a hat. And they're like, you can't wear that hat. It's like, I'm Dale Gribble. I can wear whatever hat I want.
Pocket sand!
But no, like if I ended up in a different position, you're not going to walk in and get hired on as someone higher up.
No, but you're also looking at a position in the work field you've already.
Unless I change industries. Because like, let's say we didn't want to work in the industry we work in now.
Okay, so like Liam Neeson, you have a particular set of skills.
I've got lots of different particular set of skills.
So you're specialized in a certain category of jobs. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Whereas somebody that's never worked a higher level job doesn't have experience.
True, but that experience may not be relevant to whatever job sector I've moved over to. So would that count against, like, here's the thing, you gotta get, let's say just hypothetically, just for screwing around, let's say there's two positions open at some company, okay. I don't know, somewhere. They got some 18-year-old kid with no job experience.
Okay.
And this is like in the service industry. We'll say it's a restaurant. Screw it.
Okay.
So I apply there as a 35-year-old, and then some investment banker also applies. So an investment banker, me, and an 18-year-old kid all apply for the entry-level positions. What do you think is going to happen? And should the kid get the entry-level position?
Ooh, that's a tough call. I think he should.
That's fair. That's your opinion. Here's your argument. This investment banker, I don't know, he made some bad investments in the bank winner, but he's got a mortgage to pay, and he needs a job because he's like, I have to have some sort of job. I have a family to provide.
Okay. So
me, I'm just like, I don't care one way or the other.
Yeah.
I want to work at this restaurant because I want a hat. The restaurants, you can't get the hat unless you work for the restaurant.
He's always working for Kirkland Signatures. He's selling hot dogs, boys and girls.
I want to get it for some stupid reason, I guess. I don't know. So, you don't know why I want the job.
I'm going to kill you all. No, I think the 18-year-old should get that job, entry-level job. The guy with the mortgage, the investment banker, okay, you can't obviously afford to keep up with your lifestyle that you have now. Does that make sense?
Sure.
You need to change either where you live. You need to change your circumstances to benefit you.
Well, let's elaborate a little bit more. I would suspect that the investment banker only wants this job just to keep up with money until he can get a better job, which is most likely.
But if you
can, and maybe in this type of scenario, maybe I'm in the same boat. Like I say, secretly, I just want this job so I can get the hat because they don't give the hat out to the public. Then once I get the hat, I'm out of there.
Like I said, though, you.
But they don't. They don't know that, and you don't know that.
You both have a particular set of skills already because you gave them a resume.
Yes.
They obviously know.
But who would you hire? You would hire the kid.
I would hire the kid. I think it's more opportunity for him than it is for you. For you, it's a downgrade, and I would feel that your experience is too much for the position.
So we figure the investment banker would be overqualified.
Yes.
Okay, so out of the investment banker and me, which one would you hire? Because there's two positions open.
It'd be you, Bob, just because you're my friend. Be like, well, it's fucking your shoe-in, Bob. Fuck that investment banker. He's going poor.
You made some bad investments, Joey.
But honestly, I feel like that's a hindrance too for some of these companies is that you have overexperienced people are harder to train. Does that? Because I think I have seen that.
Well, it depends on the person, I would say. Let's say you're probably right. Somebody thinks it's beneath them. They won't listen to the training. I could see that. What if you have somebody who just listens to whatever they're told and adapts perfectly?
That's great.
But they're overqualified when they listen exactly, they learn how it is, and they follow directions.
That's great. You can't argue that. But as somebody that was hiring, I'd want that young kid to show him how I want it done. Just from my personal experience.
You feel that you can't teach new tricks to an old dog.
No, that's not it. It is easier to teach somebody the way you would like it done than having somebody that's already been taught a way to do something and thinks that that's the right way.
What do me and this investment banker know anything about the service industry?
You said you worked in restaurants already.
I did, but not this restaurant.
Hey, you got to go with what you got. And you're my friend. See? Fuck that investment banger. Joey, you're fired. Get the fuck out of here. Hey, kabagoosh.
I'm just saying it's a very hard nut to crack.
It is. Yeah, I don't know. It's a hard one to say, to speak on. Because in ways I'm wrong. 100% I'm wrong.
And in ways you're right. Because like you say, young people should be getting experience.
But
here's the problem. I'll just 100 degrees skip you right around. You see all those ads at like tech companies and big companies for entry-level positions? They want 5 years experience. How are you supposed to have 5 years experience in an entry-level position if every entry-level position in the area wants 5 years experience?
You gotta lie, Bob. Yeah, I know how to use Microsoft Excel. No, I don't. No, I don't.
I know of Microsoft Excel.
You're not. You're telling white lies.
So, what's your opinion on lying on resume? This will be our odd talking about jobs podcast episode and everything else.
Lying on a resume?
Yeah. What do you think about it?
Hey,
have you ever done it?
Are you proficient at Word? I definitely use Pornhub a lot and know how to type stuff in.
I'm just saying, like, lying resume? Yes or no?
On a resume? No. I don't think I have.
You were overqualified to begin with.
I was extra qualified. No, honestly, this wasn't an issue.
20 years ago,
right?
How long? 18, 17 years now. Yeah, I guess it's been a while. That hellhole. A wonderful place. I love it.
I love it. But this wasn't an issue when we were searching for jobs.
No, like literally, I just finished doing school for that year. I was working on my dad's bicycle, and that's when the bosses drove by and said, "We're kind of shorthanded and we're firing up again. Put your resume in." I was like, "Okay." And then I went for that meeting, and they said, "You're still just awful at going into meetings. Like, if we didn't know you, we wouldn't hire you." And I said, "Thanks." And it's been the downhill slide since.
And that's how Bob got his superpowers.
Yep.
Yep. It's where, like
I said, they were so undermanned at that point that they just said, put your resume in.
They were like, give us your top man. And Bob popped in there grinning.
He said, give us your other top man.
I got you now, Lois Lane.
Well, like I say, it was totally different back then.
It was. And it's kind of crazy for us to say that. I feel like we're not, like, I don't feel like there's been a time shift.
It's only been like 18 years.
My back hurts. My knee is acting up.
You look back and you're like, oh my God, it's been well over a decade. Almost right. 2 decades.
Well, we have been doing the podcast since 2017. 18, 19, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20. For 7 years.
We must have like 2 episodes, right?
At least 1.5 good ones.
That's fair.
That's fair. Hey.
You're in here, folks. That's fair.
Right? No.
I don't know. Like the whole work industry is just, it's, they're cutting jobs out some places. Some places are ramping up. It's totally volatile. Who knows what's going to happen? Like the market's going crazy. Who knows what'll happen? But it's unfortunate, like you say, for the young kids. Yeah. And it's also unfortunate for older people because, like I say, you'll of people against them for being overqualified if they need work.
It will.
But by the same logic, You have people that have no experience being. Nobody wants yeah. these people. Nobody wants anybody. They just want one specific person that probably doesn't exist.
Bill, we need 10,000 clones of you. You can see that in the movie industry, in the video game industry, though. Same with the television industry. You have...
Well, like the video game industry, everyone's pointing out they're just hiring all these people as temp developers, and
yeah.
they're just putting them through a revolving door. As soon as they have to give them benefits or any pay, they're out the door. And then yeah. nobody knows anything, and there's no path. Where we work, I'm just going to say this, I don't care. I'm like 90% certain every time whoever's in charge of training is either fired or quit, they throw out their paperwork.
Oh,
and I'm also thinking that people in survey or anybody with any information, once they leave that office, they throw everything out, because we've done so many things 3 times.
Oh,
and the paperwork must just like, it must get blown away by the wind.
Here we are, lost in the wind.
Because like where we work, not going to get specific, but there are certain things you need to be qualified to do.
Yeah.
And at one point, like this matrix of everything you need to be qualified to do, I was pretty much 90% qualified on everything. They put a new one up. These don't expire. They should just stay current always. I am able to do like 5 things out of 100 on paper.
And you know what? I didn't say a fucking word after that.
I was like, well, I guess I'll just keep doing what I'm doing and hope for the best.
Yeah. No, it's bonkers. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think that's a good episode.
It's difficult. The yeah. whole working, and then like, what do you think about this UBI, as it were, trying to be implemented?
UBI?
Universal Basic Income.
No. God, no.
You think it'll lead to inflation? Is this what you're thinking?
Do you think maybe it's a fucking dumb idea? Sorry, I think it is a horrible idea.
I like it how it's universal, but if you work for a living, they'll just not give you anything.
Yeah, so if I quit my job, I'm better off.
Yeah, pretty much.
I feel
this is the messed up thing, is that I'm looking at things these days and I have to work less overtime and try to get less things to make lower money in order to be better off financially, because if I make more money, then my taxes go up more. Exponentially yeah. horrible.
I was reading a thing recently and it said,
we're going to give you a raise. I'm like, no, no, for the love of God, no.
They are saying people making over $100,000 a year, like in that $100,000.
Uh-oh. I got a feeling this is going to be bad and it relates to me.
It says people that say $80,000 to $100,000 or $120,000 a year are living paycheck to paycheck with these times. I think that's absolutely absurd.
Oh, it is, but it's true.
Oh, 100% it's true. It's sad that the inflation has gotten so high that you can make $100,000 and still not be able to save anything.
It's messed up, but that's the world we live in.
Yeah.
You look at it. I remember back in school, you could order a bunch of double cheeseburgers and a Coke for like $12. Good luck with that now.
Man, here's a great...
By a bunch, I mean 6.
Here's a great example. Like back 15 years ago... it probably cost maybe $30 maybe $35 for a family of 4 to go to McDonald's.
It costs less than that, Scott.
I know. I'm shooting big. Everybody got Big Macs. Like,
you got Big large Macs, fries, large this, large that.
Right now, like, my daughter still has kids' meals. My son is not having kids' meals anymore. But so for 3 regular meals and a kids' meal, it's almost $60 every time.
It's 60, more. 65.
It's more. It's fucked. It's unbelievable. Well, for the BNS awesome sad podcast.
He's sad and I'm Brutus. I'm Brutus and he's sad.
Yeah.
Welcome to goodbye to the Brutish and sad, awful podcast talking about inflation.
Welcome to hell. Have a fun day.
Keep in mind, these are all Canadian prices, so yeah. You don't even want to think about American prices.
Oh, man. Okay. Be a nice, awesome podcast. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, don't get too depressed. Things will get better. They might get worse, but they will get better sometime.
And then there's death.